We're doing Avat Chesed, the Chafetz Chaim, and the Chafetz Chaim had discussed the importance of helping a person, preventing a person from collapse. And one of the ideas is that you give a loan and you collect it slowly. The Chafetz Chaim discussed the importance of giving thought to how you help the poor. And he continues and says, "V'hanagah tova zo shekatavnu lav davka l'inyan yachid." And this method of behavior is not only with regards to the individual. When you have a general gemach that gives loans, that masses together people's money and then gives them loans, so that's a very good idea for them to give long-term loans where people can slowly pay off the loan. And I've seen some holy cities nearby that they arrange a holy group, that they behave this way, and they name their group Somech Noflim. It's not a regular gemach, it's a gemach that's support for those that are falling. They support, they help those that are on the verge of collapse, so that they don't collapse completely, God forbid. And how do they do it? This is what they do. They have their, how do you say takanon in English? They have their charter. And in their charter, they have an agreement how much money they lend and how long they give a loan for. And they make the payback easy, that they only pay a small amount each week. And they have a special person, either he's a volunteer or he's hired, and he does the rounds every week. He collects a small amount from the borrowers, and being that they work this way, they almost always have money in their pot. And there's another advantage to doing things this way, because not only do you accomplish the mitzvah of strengthening your brethren at the moment you give them a loan, and you've attained the highest level, level number one, first class tzedakah, as the Rambam explains, and it says in the Codex in Yoredea, you accomplish that you're also doing kindness when you come to collect. You collect in a manner that shows kindness to the borrower. And it's well known what Rabbi Elazar ben Pedas teaches at the end of Tractate Sukkah, that tzedakah gets repaid in accordance with the kindness that it entails. Sometimes you give charity, and the kindness value of your charity is minimal. You give it with a scowl, the guy walks away feeling bad, you don't give him enough, you give him when it's too late, when he's already declared bankruptcy, so then one has done a minimal amount of kindness with his charity. Then you have charity that reflects a tremendous amount of kindness. And so Rabbi Lazar says, you know how we will be repaid for our charity? In accordance with the kindness that's within it.